I see. And square. I have to keep thinking about the tape recorder.
Yeah.
So that they explain it. Square at the bottom and round on top,
right.
And no nails except where the handle goes
no
in.
No nails. And there's a secret about starting it, how you start it. Anyway, you trim this into a feather edge there, so this one coming over that won't leave a gap over there. You see, if I've got a wide one here, and then break it over, that's going to leave a gap where this wide one stops.
Yes, I see.
And so you've got to make, I don't see it right now, but it's here somewhere. Now. Here, it is right here. This is a feather edge, don't you see? Trimmed out this one to a feather edge, so this one would lap over without making a gap.
I see. Uh-huh. And to make the squares, you just pinch the...
Pinch them over, turn them over like that. Be careful not to bend them too short, they'll break. And it's a good idea to soak that if it's been split very long. Now you can make splits out of a basket if you make the splits the same day pretty good because it's pliable, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
But if it dries out very long, then when you bend it, it'll break.
I see.
And if it goes to breaking, then you soak it in warm water and it'll go right on.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful job. This is through here is, mm-hmm. is pretty...
Well, if you
nice
see,
design.
That's over three splits and under three splits, and then you drop back here, you see, the next one, and you drop back here, the next one, you see, makes them...
Makes that design.
I make that design.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a beautiful basket.
Well, I made one the other day, a son come down and wanted me to do that. I made it larger, and I wrapped these all the same way. You see, one goes one way and one the other on that.
Mm-hmm.
But all here's the same way, and it did look a little better, you see, all the wrapping. And that's the idea of not going back to old times. You use this stuff that you already had all the way around, not get something else and
mm-hmm.
wrap over that, like a wire or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, uh-huh. And this piece is solid all the way around.
It's priced there somewhere, just split down and find it somewhere.
Right,
it's just wrapped over,
uh-huh.
wrapped over. Supposed to be left over right opposite these here, not here, because it will give in the spring, spread out. But if it's there, you see, it won't give. There's nothing pressed against it.
I see. So, again, I have to think about the recorder.
Yeah.
At the top, this you've got two of them.
One on each side, you
and
see. Those splits don't show that they come out. And one on this side goes down in there, and one on this side goes down the outside. And if you see, this one comes over here, and the end is right under there, don't
mm-hmm.
you? And the idea of lapping them over where you fasten on there is to let this end go on this way, go under there, and this end on the underside, it goes back to where you hide both ends.
I see. Uh-huh.
You don't show where you tie them together.
Well, that's beautiful work. Did you used to do that in just in your spare time?
Well, my father died in 1900 and left a basket unfinished. And also a horse whip. In fact, the old box platter. Did you ever see a box platter where it was square when it was platted?
No, sir.
Well, I'll show you something. Mm-hmm. Watch on. And he left a whip, and I learned from that. That's how come he never gets started.
Uh-huh. In fact, I'd like to know something about your family. Did you grow up in this county?
I was born and raised up here, close to Reform.
I see. Uh-huh.
In Antioch community.
I see.
And my mother's people, it was a large family. And I ever owned them. I think mother's family was large. There were six of us and with us children. And most of them had about ten to the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they owned the biggest part of the land around Antioch Church out there from the Reformers. And went to church there all my life.
I see. And
my father died in 1900, mother in 1906.
And did your parents, were they born around here?
No, my father was born in Alabama, but he came here as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And mother, as I say, was born there. Her father and his sister celebrated a big tract of land there around Reform and Antioch Church, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And all her folks grew up right there.
I see.
And we went to church there all my life. Mm-hmm. I've been a church member all my life.
At Antioch.
Antioch Church. Methodist Church.
Did you have a chance to go to school very much
no.
here?
See, my father died in 1900, and of course, mother's health went bad shortly after. I told them the